This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
We are going to make this decision now. The Fox News decision desk has called Pennsylvania for Donald Trump. This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States, winning the most unreal, surreal election we have ever seen. This candidacy starting on an escalator ride 1 year ago and going down against 16 Republican candidates. What started off as unlikely, impossible, is now reality. He said he was always a winner. This did not come without controversy. The billionaire, entrepreneur, TV reality star has defeated the candidate once figured to be undefeatable, besting Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in an Electoral College victory that virtually no one saw coming a year ago. A few months ago, a month ago, even yesterday, and a path to victory that was unlike anything we've ever seen. It did not come without controversy. It did not come without splitting this country in some of the most divisive language. It does come now at a time where his supporters say this is the evidence that Washington was not working. They wanted to kick over the table and do something different.
You know, he told me once that he had a conversation with Melania when he was considering running about whether he should do it. And she looked at him and said, you know, if you do it, you're going to win.
Right.
Right. And he, you know, he understood that as well. And there have been moments over the course of the campaign where it's been tough on both of them. Melania, too. And it requires so much sacrifice, especially for a family like the Trumps, which is very successful, have their own business. I mean, for most of us, it would be an upgrade to move into the White House.
it's an upgrade.
And it's absolutely an upgrade. But I'm just saying, as he said all along.
Amazing, huh? Well, I'll tell you, the silent majority woke up once again, Scott, at a time when this country needed the silent majority, many would believe. And last night was a time for the pundits to, you know, those that have been so anti-Trump and so hard on Trump and did not understand the movement that he had ignited across this country, as we've been talking about from day one, and that is the media, mainstream media. And I believe too many just did not understand this movement. And they were using traditional voting models. But this was an incredible response here.
And the weirdest part is that towards the end, Fox News, which has usually been, you know, so, it always seemed to be so pro-Republican, they actually became the ones that seemed to be the most unbiased, to be the most bipartisan, that kept it kind of fair. Mm-hmm. And even watching everything play out last night, you'd see on CNN, CNN had Hillary up until they absolutely had to.
They had no choice.
They had
no choice. Right, exactly.
And then, you know, Google, the internet, they were kind of releasing it as it went and doing that. And then, you know, Fox was actually, you know, he was up 70,000 points in Pennsylvania, and that's when they were finally like, well, there's not that many absentee ballots there.
Right, exactly.
So
when do you call this thing
in? Win. Yeah.
Yes. Well, even the New York Times, I believe, you know, 3 hours earlier, had said Trump, 91% chance of winning. I mean, they had folded, and then Hillary had put out a tweet shortly after that. Kind of, you know, it was like, it was rather conciliatory and grateful for her staff. And, you know, when those kind of words start coming out, that means they're folding up their tent. And, of course, several hours later, then she sends John Podesta out to send everybody home. So it was pretty much understood by all that this was going to be a historic night, but different than what most people anticipated. This is Bill Martinez. We've got more. Stay with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it would seem that the voice of the little guy was heard, and the silent majority came out in resounding numbers last night. This is Bill Martinez live, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, it is an honor to have you along with us. We're ready for the next step to right the ship and to get this country back on track. What happened yesterday, the finalization of an incredible voting wave across this country is just the beginning. Now we've got to see this through. David French, staff writer at the National Review, an attorney concentrating his practice in constitutional law and the law of armed conflict, and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom, is with us right now. He's author of co-author of several books, including most recently the number one New York Times bestselling Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. David, good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, what a night, huh? What can you say?
Well, you know, it's obviously the most surprising political night of my lifetime. Mm. I mean, there's just no question about this. Someone said this was all the prognostications that Hillary was coasting to victory because, you know, when the race had narrowed appreciably after the Comey, right around the time of the Comey letter.
Right.
But then it was pulling apart again pretty considerably. And someone called this the Dewey beats Truman of the digital age.
Yeah, wow.
With all the big data, all of the analysis, they missed it.
Yeah,
and missed it pretty convincingly.
Well, David, this was our point all along in saying, look at, I don't think the pundits are seeing what's going on. I mean, we got an indication earlier with what happened in Europe with Brexit. That, you know, the people were starting to say, you know, this, we need control of our lives here. We've kind of lost control of things and we wanted to take it back. And there was quite a disruption there in Britain when that happened. And then on the heels of that, you sense, hey, it's starting to happen here. Trump taps into it, handles pretty handily. 16 other candidates that, I mean, you look on that stage and you saw quality people there. I mean, it wasn't anything like what the Democrats had put up, by comparison.
Right.
It paled, no doubt about it. And he puts away governors, senators, other business people. And and you think, okay, what is going on? And then he's doing this in the midst of being anti-politician. He's the antithetical of the classic politician, being real nice, watching his words. I mean, this guy's firing off from the hip, and he's stealing headlines and vacating one opponent after another.
Well, yeah, you know, there's a couple of things in play here. I mean, obviously Trump had a base that turned out for him and loves him a great deal. But there's another bigger picture if you're just looking at the mass of it all,
mm-hmm.
and that's the repudiation of Hillary Clinton.
Right.
If you look at what's happening right now, she is sitting on, with about 98% of the polls reporting in, almost 7 million fewer votes than Barack Obama got in 2012. When it's all said and done, Trump's going to end up with about the same number of votes as Mitt Romney, and she's going to end up with about 5 million fewer votes than Barack Obama. And so what's happening here is a direct repudiation and a symbol to the Democrats that, okay, what they had in 2008 and 2012 was less about progressive ideas in the Democratic Party and a lot more about Barack Obama, the man.
Yes.
And they've got a real problem on their hands because they now are the minority party in the House, in the Senate, in state legislatures, in state houses, and now they do not control the levers of judicial appointment.
Exactly.
This is the most sweeping Republican victory in my lifetime by far, top to bottom, more than 1984 and more than 1972, more than 1980 or 88. Because these other landslides were presidential landslides that still ended up with divided government. This is one where the president won, the GOP won the presidency, the House, the Senate, the states, and now the judiciary is next. It's absolutely, if you're the Democrats, it's an absolute crisis for them.
David, is this, you say a victory, resounding victory for the GOP, and yes, on paper, it would look that way. But I want to see this more as a victory for, you know, I guess Main Street America, because what Donald Trump represents is a new yet to be defined GOP. Clearly, you know, there are people within the GOP, and I would say the leadership outside of Reince Priebus, that are, you know, contemplating this and saying, okay, what did the people tell us? And I agree with you. You know, one of the things that came up to mind right away was the echoes of one Bill Clinton after he lost resoundingly in that midterm election. And he came back and told everybody, the era of big government is over. Are we back at that crossroads again?
Well, I think that one thing you're going to see a realization that, for example, the voting public is not as progressive as the Democrats believed it was, and it's not as conservative as many in the GOP thought it was.
Exactly.
Trump did not run on a classic conservative platform by any means.
Mm-hmm.
But the American public is much more center-right, I think is the best way to describe it, than it is right, or certainly than it is left.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot to parse here. At the end of the day, it looks like Hillary's going to win the popular vote because she's running up the score big time in California,
exactly.
And Oregon, and Washington.
Yeah.
So the Democrats are going to be livid over that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Republicans, you know, have fashioned a strategy that appeals to middle America at all levels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was a victory. GOP office holders who embraced Trump won. GOP office holders who rejected Trump won. It really is a remarkable top to bottom rejection of the Democrats.
David, you know, the other thing I was observing, and I know people traditionally have said the Republicans look at America as being, you know, a little center right. And I am thinking that probably because there has been a shift. I mean, when you look at the and consider the exit polls, there was some, you know, contradictory statements here. And because of what Barack Obama and his administration has done for the last years and what progressivism has established in terms of beachfronts, and think not that it hasn't established still some strongholds within the political mindset and the paradigm of this country. Is maybe Donald Trump, what he did was take the Republican Party maybe a little bit, you know, closer to center left, and maybe that area was wide open because Hillary went so left because of what Bernie Sanders did. Is that possible?
Right. Well, you know, I do think that's possible. because, you know, you still have to look at the end of the day, why is it that she's ending up with millions fewer voters than
exactly.
Barack Obama?
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's the big story. I mean, at the end of the day, Trump's going to end up right around...
Hey, David, we got to leave it right there. We'll be right back. We've got to go to break. David French is with us. More from David on the other side of the break.
United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
I love the East. I love the West. North and South are both the best, but I only love to go there as a guest. Cause I love being here with you. I love the seas. I love the shore. I love the rocks and what is more with you. Let it never be a bore. Cause I love being here with you.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day. 3 hours coming at you, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez back with you in 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with David French, staff writer at the National Review, an attorney who concentrates his practice in constitutional law and the law of armed conflict. David, boy, I'll tell you, with this sweeping, resounding, vote for the everyman, let's say, last night, Donald Trump has his work cut out for him. I mean, he is moving quick. He's got a good idea in terms of his transition. He and Barack Obama meet on Thursday. Wouldn't you want to be a part of that meeting, just for fun?
Wow. I mean, you know, but here's the thing, and this brings up an important point, I think. The Democrats went hard after Trump. Trump went hard after them. But when the Democrats went hard after Trump, they went after him with the same kind of language that they used to go after, like, a Mitt Romney, mm-hmm. or a John McCain or a George W. Bush. And I was talking to some folks last night, and they said, well, what are these Democratic constituencies, like African-American voters, going to think? Because, you know, the presumption was Trump's just so much worse than other Republican candidates and is dealing with racial minorities. And I said, wait a minute. The Democrats have been saying the same things about every single Republican candidate. So the notion that it's sort of widespread out there in the culture that Trump is substantially worse than anyone else, I think that's mistaken. I mean, Joe Biden said about Mitt Romney that he was going to put black people back in chains.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've had hysterical rhetoric for years now. But I do think one thing that's different about it is that I do think that a lot of the Democrats who are attacking people like Mitt Romney, John McCain, George W. Bush knew that they were stoking fears for electoral purposes. I think a lot of the Democrats who are attacking Trump believed everything that they were saying about him this time around. So that meeting is going to be very interesting.
Exactly. Well, I just hope, I mean, Trump was very humble last night in his acceptance speech. I think many people were very pleased to hear that, because this is the job. I mean, you know, he's got a plan for the first 100 days. Following the advice of one Newt Gingrich, a contract with America. And he's going to hold to this. I think he's going to get to the, you know, he's a business guy. He's used to making things happen. The challenge is he's going to ruffle some feathers. He's going to turn the table upside down, is what we've been saying here for, you know, many months.
Right.
You know, I don't think, you know, most of America thinks that the Beltway needs to have the table turned upside down and the draining of the swamp needs to occur. What do you think?
I mean, I don't think there's any question that the anti-establishment feeling is huge. Mm-hmm. But let's be clear about which establishment is being repudiated here. Yeah. It's not actually the GOP establishment, because they're more powerful than they were at the start of this campaign. I mean, Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, they're firmly in power right now in the Senate and the House, respectively. The establishment that got absolutely obliterated today is the progressive establishment.
Right.
That's who got obliterated.
Right.
And that's who is right now sitting in a position politically worse than the Democrat Party has seen since the 20s. I mean, think about that. The Democrats are in a worse position electorally in the United States of America than they have been in about 100 years. It is truly remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be up to, as you point out, I think, the GOP establishment to do something they didn't do for Trump. They kept thinking, well, there's no way he's a serious candidate. He's not going to last.
Right.
He's not going to make it. They did not come alongside him. Well, if they're going to be successful, if the GOP is really going to hold on to this baton of leadership that's been, you know, given to them by the voters, then they need to come alongside Trump and find out where they can agree and support him. And I think what's going to happen, David, I sense that there's Democrats here that are going to come, across the aisle, and we're going to start to move this government. And we're going to look and say, who would have thought that somebody like Donald Trump, a reality TV star, would bring the nation together and make things happen out of D.C. and get some of this stuff squared away? Do you think that's possible?
Oh, I don't. I think you're being optimistic. I think
too optimistic.
Yes, I think the fact that Trump is likely to lose the popular vote, mm-hmm. and that the remaining Democratic office holders are concentrated in very deep blue areas means that the schism is going to, that the fracturing in this country is going to be exacerbated. Mm-hmm. Already you're seeing some acts of violence out in California last night, where it was still, you know, people were still up and awake when the calls were made.
Right.
There's been threatened violence on, and I'm hearing rumors of threatened violence on college campuses today.
We've got therapists. We got therapists in mass being bused to college campuses because these kids have been set up, and to think this way. So hey, it's going to be one. And then not to mention the fact that movers in mass are moving into Hollywood because you got all these Hollywood celebs who said they were moving out of Dodge, right?
You know, that's an easy thing to say when there is assuming that Hillary is going to win. I mean, this is a shock to celebrity America.
Yes.
You know, they, but again, this is a shock to all, so many of us on so many levels, and, you know, particularly to those on the left who live in these huge urban bubbles where they're surrounded by, you know, a lot of these folks in Hollywood have never met a Trump supporter in their lives.
Right, right.
They've never known one. I mean, I live in the middle of Trump country in rural Tennessee. My mistake was I assumed our bubble was smaller than it was. I assumed that there were fewer of the core Trump supporters than there actually were. That was my big mistake. They assumed that they were in the majority. But you know what? Their assumptions are one of the reasons why they're in this place. Think about the progressive arrogance of the last 8 years. I mean, language like coalition of the ascendant.
Right.
All of the corporate bullying that you saw in the last several years. All of the progressive condescension. All of the identity politics. And you can only play identity politics for so long before there's a backlash.
Exactly.
And there was a huge backlash to identity politics. And so, you know, this is a reality, a new reality that's going to have to sink into them. And, you know, two things. One, I think that they're going to be in denial for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is, I think that they are truly going to, will finally be rid of the Clintons. Hillary Clinton is going to be persona non grata for
right
on the left.
Yes,
very quickly.
Right,
and after after 25 years of tormenting the public with their tawdry and petty personal scandals and ambitions, I think you're going to see them being shoved into the sunset.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Clinton Foundation as well, and with that. But David, with you, in terms of concentrating your practice in constitutional law. Do you believe that this is a win for constitutional law? I mean, I really felt like for so many years we were losing grip of our Constitution and rights were being impinged upon. The interpretation and the aggressiveness of SCOTUS and some of, certainly the president, I believe his overreach at times with executive orders. Is this potentially a stemming of all that and a return to a constitutional, a constitutionally minded republic?
We'll see. I mean, we'll see.
We can only hope. Or is that just me being too optimistic again?
No. I think that there's reason for optimism. If he follows through on his list and selects someone from one of his SCOTUS lists or someone like that, then that's going to be a gigantic step in the right direction.
Well, there's been some talk as well that we didn't necessarily need nine judges, but I don't think that's going to happen now. I look for Donald Trump to nominate a ninth judge really quick here. What do you think?
Oh, I think that'll be, first week or so of his presidency.
Without a doubt. Well, David French, thank you so much for being with us. Great insight. Appreciate your perspective and for your time for coming on with us this morning. David French, staff writer at the National Review, and attorney concentrating his practice in constitutional law and the law of armed conflict. Thank you, David. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 minutes after the top of the hour. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to have.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details. It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, oh, when my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio de Janeiro. I'm a salsa fellow. When my baby smiles at me, the sun lightens up my life, and I am free at last. What a blast.
Your program, your calls. Your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 20 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. You know, for, you could say, half of America, it is party time. And for the other half, it is a time of contemplation, and we're putting it nicely here. And Dr. Gerard Lomero is with us, author, philosopher, economist, and engineer, author of Renewing America and Its Heritage of Freedom, America's Economic War, and Choosing the Good Life. Dr. Lomero, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great, and it's great to be with you. You have a wonderful show.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Well, you know, we count on our guests, so no pressure on me. It's all on you to make it happen. So, last night, we learned a lot, and some of the things, you know, you and I had talked about, we were talking about this before we went on the air, is that we kept cautioning and saying, look at, you know, the pundits, those that measure the polls, there's something way off here. And I've always thought there should be a post on all these polls, because there's some that are just out there. They need to be rejected. You know, the public, you just need to know, hey, you don't look to these polls. Some of these network polls were way off. I mean, clearly they were seeing it through their heart, not through their eyes, or certainly not their brains. They were just so committed to Hillary Clinton, they could not see this movement that seemed very obvious to you and me, which was happening. And this, of course, we got a little bit of a precedent to it because of what happened in Europe. And we're going, okay, is this movement, you know, is this going to come all the way west? And it looks like the tsunami kept on going.
Yeah, absolutely. There is a populist slash conservative a trend that's actually sweeping the world.
Mm.
And we've been seeing it literally in elections all over the world, and also in the Brexit vote, which was, you know, they predicted the exact opposite of what happened. Mm. And going into this particular election, you know, they pretty much had given it to Hillary Clinton. I remember 2 weeks ago saying it's all over. Why should they campaign anymore? You can cancel right. the third debate. You remember that?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. You know, and, you know.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, and you think about all the money that Hillary spent and what we were projecting early on. I mean, we're talking this could have been like a $4 billion enterprise, you know, the presidential election because of the big numbers that could potentially be involved. But Donald Trump made it known early that he was going to do it lean and mean. He was going to take advantage of his celebrity. He was always available to the media. So in essence, he got in-kind advertising. She's spending hard dollars. He's getting exposure because of the character that he is. And, you know, certainly he had his way in the primaries, but then all of a sudden the guns that supported him during the primaries turned toward him when it came to, you know, the general election.
That's right. When you talk about in-kind contributions from the media, I might also add, I think Clinton got quite a bit of in-kind contributions when you think of it.
Because, oh, yeah.
The reporters, some reporters had to clear their stories with the Clinton campaign or run it by, you know, the chairman there. And, you know, they kept, you know, touting or carrying her water and touting
yes.
her arguments. So I think in a way, somebody should look at whether or not the media was so close to the Clinton campaign based on WikiLeaks and other information that was in effect an in-kind contribution.
Well, what's happening, and this has been going on for quite a while, mainstream media has already been indicted in the court of public opinion. Look at what's going on with their circulation. It is moving in the wrong direction. They're losing viewers, listeners, readers. It has been a downward trend for them for quite a while because unless you're really buying into, you know, into the narrative, you know, you're looking, and if you're looking for any kind of objective reporting, which is what the mainstream media, that is their obligation to document history, to give us some sense of objectivity. I think it's going to be a tough time. We're going to have a hard time historically looking back in this era to figure out what the heck the truth is. We've been mired in so many lies. I mean, Dr. Lomero, I mean, have you ever been around at a time where, you know, the president, and I'm talking the president of the United States, just one lie after another, one misrepresentation by this administration. And I think this all led to people in America just saying, look, I'm mad as hell and I don't want to take this anymore.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. And by the way, it goes to the mainstream media's credibility.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to their business model. You know, their business model is broken. They are you know, laying off people right and left. You know, it goes back to my book, too, you know, Great News for America. I anticipated the end of the mainstream media as part of this election in terms of their influence on the presidential election. They couldn't have done anything more for the Clinton campaign than they did. And it failed.
Yes. Yeah, they got, and throughout the whole process, as you say, they got exposed. They got exposed for who they are, and they basically abandoned their reason to be in existence. And they told the people, hey, look, we don't care what you want. This is what we want, and we're going to tell you the way it is. Well, the people said, I don't think so. And, you know, the good news out of all this, as you note in your book, Renewing America, the good news is that it's not like America has to start from absolute scratch. I mean, we have a lot of the, you can say, the mental infrastructure in place that has, you know, contributed to America's exceptionalism, if I might say, which annoys people. But, you know, I don't know what else to call it. When you look at the history of this great country and you see what we've been able to accomplish in 240 years or so, it is astounding. And so, you know, I think that what Trump is allowing people to do is something that they've longed to do for quite a while, and that is to dream big and to, you know, have a fair shot at it. Some of these regulations and these job-killing and business-killing regulations that have been thrust upon the people. The shackles, you talk about the shackles coming off, and I think America is ripe for a production explosion. like we've never seen.
I think so, too. I think it's going to be phenomenal 4 years. I think the economy is going to do well. I am in agreement as an economist with Donald Trump's economic plan. It's very much like Ronald Reagan's.
Mm-hmm.
I think the kinds of things he's going to do in terms of tax cuts, in terms of cutting regulations, is really going to set this economy free. This economy has been limping along.
Mm-hmm.
We're somewhere around 1% GDP growth, which is terrible. And we haven't, for the entire 8 years of the Obama administration, ever gone above 3% GDP growth. And that is a terrible indictment of this administration's economic policies. And I also think our monetary policies are pretty inappropriate for a high growth, highly innovative, fast-track economy. And we are holding ourselves back with monetary policy, regulatory policy, fiscal policy, and tax policy. And I think Trump is going to basically take the throttle off of this engine and let it grow. And you're going to be amazed. We're even going to be able to start tackling the debt by the end of this administration, because he'll have put so much growth in place and allowed so many people to prosper that there are going to be a lot of tax revenues. The funny thing that the socialists and the progressives don't realize is when you let the people be free, even government gets more money to spend.
Well, and on top of that is they've said, and I know you've said this before, Gerard, that, hey, look, at a rising tide raises all boats.
Yeah.
I mean, the impact that this will have globally, I think, is very positive. Now, the opportunity is we've got to be a little bit patient. This isn't going to happen in the first 100 days. There's going to be some positive indicators, but it's going to take some time. It's just like when you wake up one day and you look in the mirror and you go, "Whoa, man, I've gained a little bit too much weight here." We're gonna have to lean it up, and it's going to be a process, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. But we can do a lot. We can set the tone. People start investing differently. That's why Wall Street will have a dip today when they sell all the solar stocks.
Boy, they were freaking out last night, weren't they? Lord have mercy. I mean, we were getting reports left and right about what was going on with the stock market, and all in the name of uncertainty, right? Dr. Gerard Lomero has been with us, author, philosopher, economist, and engineer. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 19 before the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Humana Medicare. As Americans make their choices in the 2016 presidential race, there's another election that's also important to people with Medicare, the Medicare Annual Election Period, AEP, to enroll in Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plans. This year's AEP lasts from October 15th through December 7th. The first step to selecting the right Medicare plan is reviewing your current health needs, looking at your healthcare budget, and anticipating any healthcare needs for 2017. This will help determine which Medicare plan is right for you. Jeff Fernandez, Vice President, Western Segment, for the Medicare Advantage products at Humana.
When identifying the best Medicare plan for you, remember the following tips. Comparison shop and research prescription drugs, and use Medicare.gov to analyze Medicare plans that cover the medications you need. Compare and consider plans that offer coverage you may need, like vision and dental benefits.
For more, visit Humana.com/Medicare.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
All my dreams will a lowrider. The lowrider is a little higher.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Of course, we're talking about this incredible vote that took place last night. And, you know, what it means, you know, we know for half of America what it means. It's the other half that I'm looking at and, you know, hoping and praying for and saying, okay, as Donald Trump said last night, we got to be about unifying this country, and how do we start to do that? Rosheena Rajkumar is with us. Always good to have her, here and her insight. She's a communications consultant who works with business and sports executives, including the Minnesota Vikings. She's a licensed attorney, holds a BA from Boston College, the author of Communicate That, Your Toolbox for Powerful Presence. Rosheena, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. Quite a night and morning, isn't
it? Yes, yes, it is. It is a new morning in America, as someone once said. And interestingly enough, Donald Trump followed the advice of the one who presented that concept, in Newt Gingrich, with the establishment of his contract with America.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things where I have said for a long time the national media, the actual reporters, really did contribute to the rise of Donald Trump. And it was interesting to watch reaction even from the media, Bill.
Yes.
In as these returns were coming through, I think they just couldn't even believe what was happening. I mean, there was a point when I could even hear it in some of their voices. And as a former TV reporter myself, I kept thinking, all right, you guys can't sound like you have any opinion about this, but I can hear it in your tone, right?
Mm-hmm. Right,
so,
exactly.
Anyway, that was just an interesting little note that I wanted to share with you.
Well, and this is what happens, you know, particularly with the media, when you lose your sense of objectivity. They really, and this is what this campaign exposed, is it exposed their disconnect from reality. This is why they're in such shock. they could not seem to connect what happened in Europe, for example, which we've been saying for a long time, although some people are saying, and some very smart people saying, well, I am not willing to offer any kind of connection or understanding or any kind of Brexit effect here in the United States. We think it's totally irrelevant. When I was just talking with David French, and David goes, it was a global phenomena, you know, with what's going on. And that is that people are standing up and, whether it's, if you want to take it back all the way back to the Arab Spring, what happened with the Arab Spring, right?
That's exactly, it's so weird that you just said that, because just this morning I said to my husband, there are some Arab Spring elements to this. And he said, oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's really true. And I think we don't want to see that. But how often do we talk about what a global marketplace we live in? And that comes right down to politics. It's not just in trade and products, but just even how different systems operate, different governmental systems operate.
Exactly.
And it's very hard pressed to find at least the major nations of the world, and even some of the less major ones, how they are not interconnected. And this was a really great example of that.
Well, there's no doubt that we are. And I think that the dangerous part, and this is what people need to understand here, is though Hillary Clinton represented a globalist mindset, it was, I think, one of those things that you could say, good observation, wrong conclusion, like just as you presented it. We're globally connected, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does that mean? How does that work for still each individual country? And this is what you're hearing from the voter politic, whether it's here, overseas, or whatever, where they're saying, wait a minute, and I've been saying, I've used the analogy, like when you're on the plane and they say, well, if the masks come down, make sure you put your mask on yourself first before you help somebody else, right? Which makes sense. Which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that, what maybe people need to translate is that same type of context, is that, before you can help somebody else, and America's always there. I mean, if there's a problem, America runs to it, whether it's Haiti, the Middle East, whatever. That is our wiring. That's what we do. That's the way we roll.
Yeah, and we're just known for that as part of the brand, right?
Yes, exactly. And for all those good, compassionate things, and regardless if, certain peoples do not want to understand and appreciate it, it's not going to be eliminated, because that's who we are. Okay, we may be misrepresented sometimes by NGOs and other people that have a different agenda, but at the very heart of Americans, the everyman, the Main Street Americans, it's like, look, we want to make this right, and this even goes to the issue of, what's happening with Black America and Black lives and, this whole controversy. At the very heart of Main Street America is that, we have this sentiment overall that I believe in this goodness of Americans that want it to be right. They look at social injustice. They're starting to hear this and going, wow, I had no idea it was this bad. I just was not aware this was going on. So maybe this is all opening the door to have a dialogue that can be constructive, and in the spirit of Martin Luther King, that it not be about somebody's skin color, but truly be about the content of their character. And let's do something that's positive, that promotes people's character and just doesn't reward them because of their color of their skin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that fair?
Stated. It's really fair. And as we move forward, look, this is how things are. And so no matter how you voted, and I also personally think a lot of people had write-in candidates on election day.
Right.
No matter which way you went at the polls, here is where we are, and we have to move forward as a country, and Donald Trump, as the new president, also needs to really unite. Now, he's fortunate that he has a Congress that are of his party, but
yes,
he certainly didn't make many friends in the Republican Party getting to this position. So that doesn't necessarily mean a shoo-in there either. So everybody, and I hope the American people are also watching their specific members of Congress, because now is not the time for rancor. It
Yes.
is not the time for all the headlines to be about investigations and pointing fingers. Let's roll up our sleeves, people, and let's get some stuff done, because the country does need some help.
Did he get himself in trouble by saying that he was going to appoint to your point about investigations and this sort of thing, Did he get himself in trouble with his constituency in being so aggressive about Hillary Clinton? I was thinking about this last night. I said, what happens if he pardons her? Is this going to be another Gerald Ford kind of situation?
Yeah, and I think that he's got to just drop the investigation. You know, you just got to say, look. And he had some moments of that in his victory speech.
Yes.
Whatever it was, at 2-something in the morning, almost 3 a.m.
Right.
He really congratulated her for running this hard-fought battle, this campaign, and did have some moments of graciousness toward her. But the bottom line is, now, Donald Trump as president, you have got to, you know, appoint your cabinet, get the Supreme Court nominee in order, and move forward. And we don't have time for the president to be involved in bringing charges against his former opponent. I mean,
exactly.
And it doesn't negate if there was wrongdoing. It doesn't negate any of that. It's just like, we need to move on.
Yes.
You know, we need to talk about unity now.
Right. And I thought he went a long way in doing that. He was very calm last night. And, I was glad to hear that. And I know for you as a communication and crisis management consultant, you go, okay, he's moving in the right direction. And he's got an opportunity here, you know, for the first time in over 100 years, you've got a Republican president, with both houses in control. But it's going to be up to, you know, the individual senators and congressmen to come alongside. And I say do something that they didn't do during this election process. They didn't get behind Donald Trump necessarily.
They
thought he was toxic and they stepped back, and I can understand their concern. But now, like you say, we need to be about the people's business. Donald Trump's not a politician. He doesn't understand some of these nuances, but these guys that are experienced and these ladies that are experienced do. They know that, and they need to find a way to be at the table and help him out, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely they need to. And that's where, my advice, if I were coaching any of these people, and I'm not, but my advice would be, instead of looking at this as Republican or Democrat, who is with me before the election, who wasn't, let's try to think about who our constituents are. And that's the American people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody needs to focus on the target audience, which is the American people.
Right.
How do we make the lives of American people better? All American people, like you said, all American people. How, and, you know, others who might be immigrants and not citizens yet, how do we do it legally? How do we do it with our whole hearts and our whole minds, and stop the pointing of fingers? Because even as someone, you know, look, I love controversies. I'm a talk show host, too. But at the same time, it gets exhausting.
And it does.
We've got to call a spade a spade. We need to move on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it is a grand opportunity. It's a reset time for this country, if I can say that. Forget the button. We don't need Hillary's button, but it is a mental reset opportunity time for this country, as you say, to put our best forward, put all our resources and positive energy in a direction that's going to get this country back on track. What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. And how each member of Congress, as well as your own state legislators, how each member does the reset is what he or she should be judged on.
Amen.
And
that's
I really hope they decide to do the reset with the American people in mind and with integrity and honesty in mind.
If that's the focus, I agree with you, Roshina, then it will go well for all. Roshina Rajkumar has been with us, a communication consultant who works with business and sports executives, including the Minnesota Vikings. Roshina, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. Fortressclothing.com.